would not spell that name.
Which
you
name?
Want to have the name is Gorod is like a city. Gorod is a city. You'll spell it Yove, Letichev. Gorod, Letichev, that's a city. What's the difference? That's a Rosh city. I think it would be easier for anybody to, because you wouldn't know how to spell it. We spell in Russian the way we spoke, you know, this painting thing is in Yiddish. And next.
It was a city or?
A city.
Big city.
Yes, it was a city like in Europe, every city you couldn't vote if it was a small town. Our city you could vote or you had like an election or something like that. It was a pretty big city. Not the largest city, but a pretty big city. Would be like compare Pittsburgh to Chicago, for instance, you know, to New York. I understand. I've been in.
But you had a big house.
We had a big home. We had a big home. We had a nice home. We happened to have a home was a little bit more nicer than other people. Like in here, a little better class. Not the best, not the lower, just the middle class. And you live, like to say, to compare down the hill, Beachfield Boulevard. So we lived on Beachfield Boulevard, for instance. We had a home. That's what it was. This is coming. This is going.
Did you live in like a Jewish section of the city, like a ghetto?
No, we didn't live in that section. We lived in a section out of the ghetto, not in the ghetto. We lived like in Beachfield Boulevard, like I told you. Mm-hmm. It was different altogether. And the most we had more gentle people around our way. And Jewish people, we got along wonderful. My best friends.
Now, how many children were in your family? How many brothers did you have?
I remember I had three.
Three?
Brothers and one sister. And my mother would tell me she had 12 children, and that was left over. Five.
Five altogether. And how many were older? How many brothers were older? How many younger?
All brothers were older.
All your brothers were older.
Older than me.
And your sister?
Was younger.
Was younger. And of the 12 children?
Was five left.
And what kind of work did your father do and your husband?
We had my father. We had, like you call it here, a mill. Which people come to grind, you know,
weed,
farmers, weeds, and everything. We had that. That's what my father's business was.
And your husband?
My husband used to buy from where they cut fox or deers or anything, the skin, to make fur.
Oh.
That's what you call that, and then he gave it to factory, to sold it to factories.
Oh.
He bought out from those hunters, what you call them? Deer hunters or something?
Trappers.
Something like that. He bought from them that stuff, and he sold to factories. That was his business.
And what was the language spoken in your house?
Home, Yiddish.
Yiddish?
Yeah.
Outside, did you speak?
Do I need to speak Yiddish? I spoke Yiddish. If I speak Russian,
you
that's
speak
all.
Russian.
Oh, yeah. I could speak Russian. I was the best on the Yiddish, but now.
What kind of schooling did you have?
Private.
Private.
I had private schooling because I had the reason. Jews weren't allowed too much in school. Like I remember when I came here, you couldn't get in as a doctor and paper and tech or something. That was in Russia. And if you did get in, you had to go Saturday, Shabbos to school. And we weren't allowed to go. So lots of Jewish people stayed and had a private teacher. I had a private teacher come to the house.
And religious?
Yeah, very religious. Orthodox, you know.
Well, did you have any religious education? Did you go to a cheder or private?
Yeah, went to cheder. The cheder with my brothers. I went to cheder with my brothers. That was the cheder. But I come to write and read, I had a teacher to come into the house.
Mm-hmm. What was your synagogue like?
No, do you remember one of them down the hill? Do you remember any synagogue there? Imagine, just a pretty big, but not a synagogue, just like you never remember one down the hill here. An old-fashioned synagogue, like a big home, and that was a synagogue. It was two floors. It was, I wouldn't say like the Sholem or Shatter, but pretty nice.
Was it a private home?
No, regular synagogue with the seats. Yeah, my mother and father had some year-to-year seats.
Mm-hmm.
If a person didn't pay, didn't have it. You know how people lived in Russia?
My grandmother.
I bet it was 50 cents a seat and people didn't have it to pay. And my mother had two seats, paid for life. So she used to stand up and gave to the people, to some poor women or seats. I'll never forget that. When I got married, gave me a seat. But she always used to stand up and gave it to those poor ladies, the seats.
And you said that your relations with the Gentile people were
very good, very well, best friends of ours.
Did you belong to any groups like a Zionist group or a Muslim group?
It wasn't. No.
Okay.
No. Things like that we weren't permitted in the house to belong to different, like some in here. You know, there's some. No, you're not allowed to belong to some groups. If your child would want to belong to a place, you wouldn't want it. That wasn't, we wouldn't be able to stick it back.
And your parents didn't believe in them either?
No. They're old fashioned. My father, I remember day and night, I just remembered to sit over the Bibles and read, nothing else, I remember. Remember Saturday morning, you didn't have lights like this going, it was kerosene burning, and then it went out or something. And my father had to get up Saturday morning and start to daven, you know what I mean. A woman used to come 5 o'clock in the morning and put a light on. To me, my father should be able, that's the way people live. That's life, and that was life. Well, the life was very, very pleasant. And I'll tell you, anybody came to this country was crying to go back, myself too.
Well, what was the relationship of the government of Russia to the Jews in the country?
It wasn't bad, the relationship. People did not pay taxes.
Yes, we
paid taxes. Our taxes was, I remember, I think, maybe up to $10 a year taxes for a big home. And we had a nice home. See, that's what it was. You pay taxes, but you not to compare taxes. We already had a beautiful home and you'd pay. Maybe what I pay here a month, you pay for a year. Of course it's understood that.
Well, what did you think of America at this time?
I wouldn't say I think very well. You know,
not now, but I mean at the time
when we came, right away you don't like it. I don't think anyone.
Now before you came, when you were still at home,
what have you thought of America? Mm-hmm. We wanted to see America. People wanted to go and see America. Don't you want to go to the Bahamas and see it or something? That's the way. But when you come here, you find which you have to go look for a job. My husband started to make a few dollars a week and you have to live on it and pay rent of that. You didn't think very much till you got used to it. It's understood that, you know.
Well, did you think like life would be better?
We thought the life would be better, future or something, but when we came in, I'll tell you, when a worker comes in, my husband never did any work, only in business. Anybody kind of came in business, it's very hard in here, because you can't do nothing. And to get in business, you have to have a capital. And if you didn't have this, you have to look for work. So that's why it was hard for people. Somebody came, a tailor or a shoemaker or something, and we won a lot. Our family was nice to be, it was very, very objective to be a tailor or a shoemaker. That wasn't nice enough. You know what I mean? So mom and her family were only in business. And if you were only in business and you came here with a family, it was hard. So you couldn't get to nothing. So some fellow says to my husband, you know, called him, you know, they call the people greenhorns. What did you do at home? He says, I was in business, and now I don't know what I'll do. He says, come on with me. Come with me on the truck, and we'll do business. So they went and bought fruit and selling, and that was business. So we started to make a living.
And, when you came to America, why did you leave the country? Why did you leave Russia?
We left Russia on account of my husband's family. One of his brother went. I'll tell you, an awful lot of people came to this country to avoid draft, the most, which I know. And his brother went. And then a sister went. Then the youngest brother went. Then they brought the parents over. So my husband was left over. So that was the reason we went. So for no reason, just for that reason. We went because not to make money or something, but that was the reason. My husband said, well, they all went and I'll go, and then after I'll send for you. My mother said, if the husband goes, the wife should go. Don't wait till you'll send. So we got packed up and we were gone. We didn't wait to send us money because we had money to go. We had everything. So that's the reason we went, because his family.
Well, were they already in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, all in Pittsburgh. His brother, his sister, father, mother.
What made them come to Pittsburgh? Do you know?
Because one of the sons went on account of a boyfriend, just happened, went to America. You have nothing to do in Europe and you're not a worker. You know what I mean? He mm-hmm. just went. And then after the sister, he brought the sister over. They brought over the parents, so that's why that was the reason.
Then you weren't part of a group traveling together.
The two.
When you and your husband came here, you came here as
together.
A family.
We came together as a family.
But you weren't part of a group brought over?
No, there was no groups. The only thing, the most of the people get like a ticket to come. That the most of the people get from somebody a ticket, but we didn't. We didn't need it. We had our own money. I even brought one of my brothers in Atlantic City. He didn't have enough, and I brought him on my cost. That if even the trip was terrible. The boats, 3 weeks, I'll never forget it. Terrible.
Well, how did you travel to get to the boat?
By train.
You went from...
By train, sure, to a city. I don't even remember what city it was. And then you go to the boat. What a boat! That's something to remember.
Was the city in Germany?
We were in Germany, to Nuremberg. We were there for a while, till we got another. I think we got to Germany, and there we got the boat. Mm-hmm. Then I had my oldest daughter got sick. There got I think measles or something, and I was. Trying, they shouldn't find out because you have to get into the boat. And oh, we were laying around on the floors and on the dirty. Oh, was that dirty on those boats and everything was terrible. And I was different. Everything was, we couldn't believe that. Now, what we went through to come in, the way everything was worse than Russia. Russia, I wouldn't say it. I'm glad I'm not saying that word, because this is on, it's, who likes us? Nowhere. Mm-hmm. But we got along wonderful, friends, best friends. We didn't even know the difference, only the religion we knew. I'll never forget, they told me, eat a little, they made the bacon or ham. Look, we were kids. She said, I wouldn't tell your mother, eat it. And I ate with them. Then they told my mother, I got a licking. I remember that. So that's the only reason it was the religion. That's all. Otherwise, we didn't know to play together. Wonderful.
Well, when you came here to Pittsburgh or to New York, Who met you?
The
family.
His brother and sisters. They did in Madison, New York, the Madison, Pittsburgh. You all went to we were met, and they took us into their home. They had a nice home. Down the hill. They took us in. We stayed for a while.
This is a question. What papers did you bring with you? What to you was important enough for you to bring with you?
What we needed. Nothing was important. The only thing what we need are starting the papers to come in. You had to bring, and we brought the papers from the, they call it different, wedding papers. You need those, the certificates, and that's what we brought. Same thing as you get here, your citizen papers. That's what we need, the citizen papers.
No other documents or letters or anything?
We want to know. Distress like people have here, and they find a letter and find somebody in America. We didn't have that. In our time, the only thing I remember once, when I was a young girl, I must be about 13, and they had a draft. The draft soldiers at that time was the war starting. And in the city, we lived in a city where they, like I told you, they draft soldiers there. And I was sent off to an aunt of mine, to a country. I remember that, but they were scared, maybe girls would be at that, something like that. Just matters, and so that's what I remember was, otherwise we didn't. The worst time I ever come to this country. That was the worst.
Well, is your name the same here as it was in Europe?
No. My name is different. They changed it wrong, but it's okay. They call me Sophie. And it, to my estimation, was started with a Z over the Z. I had a religion name I had. They call it Sikora. I don't know how they would spell it, but they changed it for that. It's, everybody changed
they
it.
They called you what? Sikora?
That was the right name. That was the Jewish name.
And what about the last name? What's, it was Schwartz.
You mean in my...
When you came?
No, it was Schwartzman.
Schwartzman.
Then they, my brother let it shorten already. Schwartz.
Your brother-in-law shortened it.
That's right. He came in if he was ready.
What first impressed you when you came to the United States?
Impressed, this pleasure, or the...
Well, made the most impression on you. I can
the first minute I came in. To his parents, next door was a home for the color kids. When I seen those faces, I says, what is that? You know, such a shiny black faces, I didn't see them. So this, they told me, that's a nation here, the color people. And that's the only thing that was, and in my time, we didn't have no bathroom in a house in Russia. You understand, you didn't have a spigot with a sink. You had to go in and bring water for everything, maybe 3-4 blocks. And you liked it too. And I came in, I find a beautiful bathroom, and went over to the sink and had the water, and spilled the dirty water on the sink. And that was one thing that impressed me. If you want to cook, you open the... And we didn't find no lights. We had those mantles. We had to make a light, get up with a match and make a light beyond Pittsburgh. Years ago when I came in. You didn't have a light. You had gas in the ceiling.
Oh, yes.
That's what you find. You have to go in there and make a light. It's gas. It wasn't lamp like that.
But it wasn't, it was like you had in Russia? Or
no.
Did you have candles?
Russia, he didn't have that. He had a lamp standing with gas and the tapes. He didn't have it in the ceiling.
Oh.
Here you had in the ceiling, you made a light, but you had to get up and make a light here with a match.
Oh.
That's right.
Every
night you had to get up and make a light.
Now I see what you mean.
In Russia, I had it nicer than I had in here. I had a lamp. I happened to have a lamp from the ceiling, and I don't know how to connect it, and I pulled it down like you have it now here, and I had it in Russia. I guess that I had it already, I told you, a little bit nicer than the other lamp.
Well, this is what first impressed you in Pittsburgh. But when you got to New York, were you impressed by
it? You didn't see nothing in New York?
See
you came to the, where you come in, and from there they put you in like cattles to the train and go far from where you want to go. They call you, that's where you want to go. You says to Pittsburgh. So your train is going, you didn't see nothing.
Was there any group or anybody
who met you there
put you on the train?
No, till I came here. No. I still have some things. I have a picture where I took it along. I have my oldest daughter with me. She was 2 years old, and I had a picture, a glass picture. I gave it to her. She was in a beautiful home. And I carried it, and I brought it here, carried it, and then a couple of pots and something else carried with me. I'll never forget it. When they met me, I had everything with me. Because, you know, I had a child with me, so I thought maybe I'll need something on the way. So, But I came and impressed me. First thing when I seen the color, I didn't know what it was. Then after I come in, I seen the bathroom and the sink, and that's the only thing where I seen something nice the first time, you know. But we didn't have, now they have it. Because I had somebody living upstairs here from Russia. She said they have everything in the house. We didn't have it. Nobody had it.
Well, what was your first day in Pittsburgh like?
You came into a family, you know how it is, you're happy to be here, I told you, because the trip was terrible. So you come into a home, and you know how you felt. You felt me. Any place you go, even for vacation, then you get to your hotel, you feel so good, you know. So that's the... And after, it started to get a little worse. Because you didn't think you find nothing for yourself here. You have to look for, to make a piece, living for bread or something, and it was a little disappointment. So we thought, you know, soon we'll make enough money to go back. So my father-in-law, my husband's father, an old man, he died 92, and he says, oh, when you'll make enough money to go back, that time you'll like the America bread, and that was the truth. Then I got a few dollars and I bought a home and bought another one. I sold this week property. Sold this one too.
You sold this one?
And, so,
was there any time during the first 5 years when you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
Here? No. Who would no, none, no. It wasn't like that, no.
Not you just felt you were a greenhorn
you
or
felt,
anything.
You felt yourself like that. No, nobody mistreated you. You just felt you were... The first another thing, when I used to go and visit family here or relation, and I couldn't figure out how to hear people say good night or goodbye. I said, well, I ever learned that? I just didn't think I'll ever learn to say goodbye or goodnight. I don't think this should go on in death, I'll tell you. The first time when I came, and I was here a few weeks, and my sister-in-law was here for 3 years. That's funny for me. And she needed shoes, and I needed shoes. So they said there was Kaufman and Bears, if you heard about it, Timbal. And they said there's a sailor in shoes or something, and she says she don't know how to go to town. She was 3 years in here, and I was 3 weeks in here. And so I said, let's go. We walked downtown. And she don't know where Kaufman and Bears, and we were standing. Now I know I was on Kaufman's corner. And I look in the other corner. I says, this must be Kaufman and Bears. She says, Abby, you know. I said, there's a K in Russian.
Mm-hmm.
K is a ka, and a B is a bet. I says, here's a K and a B, and that's Coffin and Bears, and we came into Coffin and Bears. So I was 3 weeks in here. My sister was 3 years, so I had to take up the turn and buy shoes.
Tell me, did you feel that in your first 5 years in America that you and your husband had accomplished what you hoped to? That you had a nice home, a family, or...
In 5 years, no. No, 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 no. Not in 5 years, took us more than 5 years. And you start to work and make a few dollars. And you, I'll tell you, when you come in and don't have nothing, then when you make a few dollars, you don't even know how to spend it because you're tied already. So the first few thousand dollars I saved up, first thing I bought a home. Because I remember I came into once some family had rooms. Then in Europe, I never lived in somebody else's home. The older boy had a home and we had tenants, you know. And I says to my husband, the first few dollars I'll save up, I'll buy me a home. I don't care if it'll be two rooms. I says, but I want my own home, because I came into a woman, but we didn't think much of her. And I asked for the room. She asked me, how many children do you have? So I came home, I says to my husband, the first thing I'm going to buy is a house. She could ask me that. Because I always have rooms, and I never ask how many children we have. They know it already, my parents. But the first thing I bought a home, I bought another one, another one.
Well, where was the neighborhood? When you
down the hill, you know, was Center Avenue, Bedford Avenue.
Now, the home when you were living with this woman, was that down on the hill, too?
You mean in America?
Yeah.
Yeah, down the hill. It was on that street. I didn't live with her. I didn't take the room when she asked me.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-hmm. I did not take the rooms from her, no.
Oh, well, where was your first home after you lived with your family?
Yes, and I rented a room. It was a little street off Bedford Avenue. It was a little street. I don't know if they called it Manila Street. I think Manila or something. A little short street. You know, we paid for three rooms, $12 rent. And you couldn't pay it. You didn't have enough money. So things were very bad. But people come over from Europe, they don't know any better.
Well, how long did you live in this first little home?
About a year till I got a bigger home. It didn't take me long till I bought my home right away.
Well, was these three rooms, was it like an apartment, or
yes,
was it something?
Yes, it was very nice. You have to pay at least $100 now, maybe more. At least $100 now.
And how did you get it? Did you answer an ad or just go looking?
That's when there were so much rooms to get. There was no trouble, none.
No, not like advertising in the papers today.
No. I guess somebody tells you there's rooms. I don't even think people know to advertise rooms. I don't think so.
These questions you've already answered for me, like your husband was always in business, so when he came here he went on the vegetable truck. And what kind of training did he need for that work? No training?
No. He didn't need no training for that. He thought, you know, soon he'll work himself a little bit, he'll start in his own business, because it's, and then after we bought a building with a store, and we had a grocery.
About how much did he earn?
Oh, when you earned $10, $8 a day, that was an awful lot of money. That was good already. But you didn't need any more. So you saved money yet. You bought a chicken maybe for $1.
Did he make like $8 a day?
Or the first job, then after he went to work, I think, in Rick's factory, he made by $8 a week. He started by $8 a week from the beginning to making Rick's ice cream. And we had to live on it. It was hard.